5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Anthony Padilla, and this interview is a video I've been very excited to do for a very long time. Dax is an internet legend, and I had no idea what to expect. It gets very weird, it goes off the rails many times. I feel like he's trying to get me canceled half this episode. We'll get into the first time we met almost 19 years ago. He kind of drops the mask a little bit, like the debate is if he's playing a character or if he's being genuine. One of the things that he's doing right now is visualizing things in his life to help manifest really cool situations that happen in his life, and we will even do a visualization ourselves. I think you just have to see for yourself. I spent a day with Dax Flame. Hello, Dax Flame.
Hello.
Internet legend, YouTube legend, internet legend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so funny. I've been wanting to have you on the show for so long. Did you know that you were the first YouTuber that I ever collabed with, that Ian and I ever collabed with?
Oh, wow.
Ever?
Yeah, I guess you too for me, because the first time I came to LA was, I met you guys and then Lisa Nova.
Yeah, it was 18 years ago.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. 18 years ago is crazy. And like now it's so normal for people to do collabs. But back then it was like, what the fuck? You're real? You're a real human?
Yeah, I was 15. And then how old are you?
That's crazy. I'm 38 now, so
okay.
I was 20.
Cool, okay, awesome.
You were 15.
Yeah.
That is wild. I did not know what to expect. Because the thing is always like, is Dax Flame playing a character? Is Dax Flame being himself? And like with a name like Dax Flame, you're like, oh, that's a stage name, right?
I just say all real. And back when I was a kid on YouTube, I would definitely exaggerate more. But yeah, I just say it's not a character. And yeah.
yeah. What was it like doing those collabs for the first time for you?
That was fun. Because yeah, that was my first time going to LA, probably the summer of 2007.
In that era of the internet, like people just had no idea what to expect. It was all brand new.
Oh, when I interviewed you?
Yeah. And you did this thing where you interviewed us.
Yes.
Right? And that was awkward as fuck. I think for both of us it was awkward, but mostly for Ian and I. We were like, what is happening?
I don't remember feeling awkward. All I remember about it.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't awkward at all, man.
Well, I could tell that you felt weird at one point, because I remember I filmed it on my webcam, my laptop. So I set up my laptop, and at one point I put my finger in front of it, and I remember your face looked really shocked or something.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? I couldn't tell if you were messing with me because you wanted a reaction or because you like forgot what you were doing.
I don't remember even what that was. It if it was an interview or if it was like a sketch video or what.
But I don't think I knew what it was either.
Is it called Dax Flame Interview Smosh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think that's the exact title.
My Secret and Smosh Interview.
Oh, okay.
Secret. Oh, because you started with a vlog.
I can change the title to Dax Flame Interview Smosh.
Yeah, you should. So that it looks like you always knew what it was all along. So in that era, you were making a bunch of video blogs. This is before they were called vlogs. And they were just so, were you calling them diaries?
Yeah, video diary.
And you just had this iconic suit and this iconic room with this chair, and there's a video with you with tape on your face. I'm like, did that happen? Did all that happen? Did you have tape on your face?
And yeah.
These memories in my head are just so weird.
I think it's just called tape face, maybe diary 33 or something.
Yeah, so you put on a suit And I feel like, well, first of all, like, what was the choice in putting on, like, you want to look good for the videos?
I just thought dressing more flamboyantly or more outgoing, it was just more my style back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I dress super plain now, but.
I feel like the whole internet was kind of, we just constantly have debates, like, he's playing a character. No, it's real, he's playing a character. No, this is just how he is. And I had no idea what to expect when I met you. Ian and I had constant debates about if you were playing a character entirely or not. And when we met, you were like, oh, this is the dude. This is you. Like, I think that you might have been amping up some elements, but like, this is you. This is who you are.
Yeah, people have always commented that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then you have the username Dax Flame. So it kind of feels like, oh, that's obviously a character. He has a fake name for it. Have you ever told the story about how you came up with that name?
No, just that whenever I was 15, I didn't like my real name, so I just thought I should make up a name that sounded cool.
It's pretty f***ing cool.
So I came up with that name and asked people to call me that, and then that name is the name that I got popular with on YouTube, so then I've just stuck with it because that's what people knew me as. So people still call me Dax. And
yeah, everyone refers to you as Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is undeniably the coolest name that I think anyone could ever have.
What would you come up with if you were going to do a different one?
If I was going to come up with a different name?
Jack would be cool.
Jack's a cool name. It sounds similar to
Jack.
Jack
Water.
Jack Water is cool. What if it's like Jack Waters, like plural? Jack
yeah, that
Waters.
Sounds cool.
Jack Waters?
Yeah.
I feel like Jack Waters and Dax Flame would be like besties.
Would you ever actually change your name? Or it's like once you get known for something, you have to stick with
you
it.
You kind of have to stick with it. Yeah. Are you thirsty?
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of water.
we said the code word, which made Dax thirsty. No, I did want to change my name for, like, I mean, we had the name Smosh. I was like, cool, we have a fake name.
Yeah.
But I also always thought that it was cool that people like you and PewDiePie and Markiplier, they have like cool names that's like a fake name.
Yeah.
And like the people online would call them that name, and then people in person that they knew in person, their family would call them their real name. I was like, oh, that's cool. There's like some division there.
Yeah.
But I never had that division. I've always been Anthony Padilla.
I had, since I met you when I was 15, I've had the phone contact Smosh in my phone, and it just has both of y'all's phone numbers.
As one contact?
Yeah.
Oh, we're like one human?
But I think I separated it a few years ago, but
okay.
I don't know if I still have your phone number
or not.
Yeah,
I think you have an old number. My old number got hacked.
Okay.
Yeah, no, wait, change my name, like change my internet presence name, or did you actually change your name on your birth certificate? I mean, on your license.
No.
Okay.
But it is, it's not my official legal name or anything.
Right. But everyone calls you Dax.
Yes.
I feel like Ian Hecox is kind of a lame name.
I think that his last name is very unusual.
So do you like that it's unusual, or is it bad that it's unusual?
I personally don't like that last name, but I also don't know if it's like a cultural name or something, so I probably shouldn't say that too confidently.
It's not cultural as far as I know, and I think that they're...
Okay, then I don't like that last name. And so I would change that to maybe like Green.
Green. So you like one syllable names that could be like just like adjectives or like elements.
Yeah.
So would you keep the name Ian for him? Or
Ian's fine.
What is it about Hecox that you don't like?
Is it Hecox?
Yes.
I guess that's kind of cool. X is cool.
Because it has a cool in it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Dax.
Yeah, true.
You're into X's.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just a feeling thing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
It feels right, but it just does, it's what I don't know.
But and Padilla, too long.
No, I like that.
Oh, you do like that name.
Anthony could be cooler.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Tony?
Yeah, Tony would be cooler.
Who do you think has the worst name?
The worst?
Yeah.
I want to come up with a new... Out of public figures?
Yeah, probably someone, or YouTubers, or anyone that someone watching might know.
Can you say some people?
Yeah. David Dobrik.
Are you friends with David Dobrik?
No, I know. I've met him, but I'm not friends. Oh, you know, let's do some other Smosh cast members.
Okay.
I know that most of them wouldn't mind. Well, let's do a Shane.
Do you think that David shouldn't have done the tractor thing?
I think he probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I think that probably was... I think he probably regrets that.
Yeah, he definitely crossed the line.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to say that.
I think he's admitted that he crossed the line.
Okay.
Have you ever had to make an apology video?
Yeah, surely over the years, but never for like anything crazy.
You did make an apology video?
I'm sure I've made quite a few.
What kind of things were you apologizing?
Just many things. Like, I feel like when I was like 15, I tried to scam my fans.
What?
But not like in a legit way, just like I think I was like, everyone send me money. But like it wasn't a very thought out, like nefarious thing, like how people actually try to scam these days. It was just like a whim, like a 15-year-old on a whim.
Did anyone send you money?
No, I got backlash and apologized the next day.
You seem like you're very, I don't want to say PC, but like you're very aware of the way that people think of you. You're very aware of like doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Is that always on your mind?
I try to not hurt anyone's feelings and that kind of thing.
Have you ever hurt anyone's feelings?
I'm sure, yeah. I think everyone has.
Do you have any that come to mind?
I don't think so.
You ever been hurt?
Yeah.
Anything comes to mind?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Not really.
I choose to forget as well.
Yeah. But I don't mind edgy or dark humor. Mm. I just don't think I'm personally like aware and smart enough to know how to do it well. Because a lot of my favorite people or my friends are really good at it, but you have to know how to do it right.
So you think there's a right and wrong way to make an edgy, dark joke?
I don't know. But I just know that I don't know how to do it really. Because I could say something like, I hate blank or something, but I'd be like, I don't know if that's a good way to do that joke, and then someone else might do a better joke. Mm. That's what it is. It has to be funny.
Yeah.
And I'm not always confident about that.
Right, and the people affected by it would have to laugh as well. Like, everyone has to laugh, right?
I don't know.
And that's the thing, like, you are very aware of not speaking out of line. Like, you don't want to claim to know something when you don't know something.
Yeah.
It feels like you're not afraid to declare ignorance.
Yes.
A lot of people are afraid to declare ignorance. They want to act like they know everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you think that's what separates you from a lot of other comedians and people out there?
Maybe it separates me from some of them. Would you ever do stand-up comedy?
I am a bit nervous to do that. Ian is getting into doing
really?
Stand-up.
Cool.
Yeah. You do a lot of stand-up.
I have lately, yeah.
Yeah. What's your funniest joke?
People like my Waymo joke. That's a reliable one. And then,
do you want to say your Waymo joke now, or is
sure.
it, so you're saving it for your...
Oh, I could say it.
Okay, yeah, you can say it in the camera here.
Have you guys seen any of these self-driving cars around here? I think the brand's called, like, Waymo. I'd feel Waymo safe if they weren't on the road. And then I'll say, people say I look like a mixture between Edward Norton, Eli Manning, and a bag of shit. No one respects me because I'm a loser. I hate myself. Just kidding. Then I go into a self-deprecating thing, and then,
yeah.
Oh, people like, when I say people like, it's like, I just mean that whenever I say it at a stand-up place, those are the ones I can rely on typically to get a little more of a reaction, because I often don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
But it seems like those ones consistently seem to get a laugh.
Do you feel anxious at all going up there?
Oh, yeah. I get pretty nervous. Usually right beforehand, I'm most nervous. And then once I'm on stage, then I'm not too nervous. But like, yeah, then there are times where I feel nervous on stage.
How do you overcome that?
just keep going through it and hope that people don't notice.
Do you have any nervous tics or things that you do that you're like, oh, don't shake your hand or like, no. Don't piss your pants or something?
No, no.
Okay. What draws you to be on stage when you have to go through so much anxiety to get there?
People ask me to perform, and so then I just say yes. And wait, they're like, why do I say yes?
Yeah, yeah, why do you say yes? Because for me, someone might ask me, I'd be like, probably not.
Well, it's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really fun to do.
Do you remember your first time doing stand-up?
Yes. Well, I tried it once, maybe like 2017 probably, or 2016. And then, yeah, maybe 9 or 10 years ago or something. And then I did it again like 1 or 2 years ago. I started to consistently do it in the past year and a half, 2 years, yeah.
Was your first time really scary?
Yes.
But you just did it anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that I noticed about you, is you have this, is tenacity the right word? Of like, you'll keep pushing through, that's something I've noticed about you and your career, like the difficult, the low times, you don't get trapped in the low times, you find a way to make a new life for yourself. You know, you visualize new things, you take risks, you like put yourself out there. You don't say, oh, I suck, I'm a loser, I hate myself, I'm nothing.
Actually,
you do say that in your stand-up. In your real life, you don't get trapped there.
Yeah, true.
You keep trying new things, you keep pushing through.
That's definitely true. I try to just always keep trying new stuff. And I'm really lucky because I've gotten a bunch of waves of internet success, so that helps a lot.
Yeah, and you always have that to look back on. You're like, I've been in a downtime, I've had a really difficult time, but I always come back up. I always come out the other side.
Yeah.
Is it true that you were avoiding doing podcasts for a while? Or like interviews and stuff like this?
They used to make me really nervous, but now I've been trying to just do it more, and so now I have a ton of fun doing them.
Why were you nervous to do them before?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do a lot of self-analyzing. Like when I first re-met you, because it had been 18 years since I had seen you last.
Yeah.
When I just saw you a second ago, you said you didn't sleep at all last night?
Yeah, I didn't sleep last night.
Why didn't you sleep?
It just happens every once in a while. A couple times a month, I just randomly don't get to sleep. Like if I'm like, okay, I set my alarm for this time, that means, oh, cool, I'll probably get 8 hours of sleep tonight.
Yeah.
And then as I'm about to fall asleep, I'm like, remember those nights where sometimes you don't sleep? And I'm like, oh no, why did I think of that? I hope this doesn't turn into one of those nights. And then it did.
Do you feel like you sometimes will like ruminate on a thought and that's what will keep you awake?
No. I mean, probably sometimes, but that's not what happened last night.
Well, what was it last night then?
I don't know. I just couldn't fall asleep. Yeah.
You said you got your coffee though.
Yeah, I drink some coffee.
So you feel like caffeine helps you get in the mindset?
Sometimes it makes me feel jittery.
You thirsty?
Yeah, I'll drink some water.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel fine.
Good, good. Yeah, you said that you were nervous to do these interviews in the past and podcasts and these types of things where it's just like a real conversation.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better about it now?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the Ned Fulmer cheating? I think he shouldn't have done that.
I think he regrets that for sure. Probably shouldn't have. Would you have done that?
No. That's specifically what I'm saying, is that I don't agree with that. So I like wouldn't do the type of things that I don't agree with.
You don't like to do things that you would tell someone else not to do.
Yeah.
Do you run into that a lot, where you want to be an example? You want to like live by example for people?
Ideally, yeah.
You've had an internet presence for a long time. I feel like you've kind of dipped in and out of like popularity and on the internet.
Yeah.
And you had a long period of time where you were an actor. As well. You did 21, 22 Jump Street. You did
Project X.
Did you think for a while that you were going to transition to just doing acting gigs and things like that? Or did you think that you would always have an internet presence?
I didn't really have any plan. I didn't have any plan. But then, I just got Project X right after high school. And 21 Jump Street, like a year later.
Did you audition for that?
Yeah.
So you did have some aspiration to be an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it that drew you to acting?
And can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have beads in your hair?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I couldn't tell.
You want to touch them?
Do you want me to?
Do you want to?
Not specifically.
Okay, cool. Well, okay. Yeah, you could acknowledge that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
And Do you want to show the camera or something?
sure. I guess the camera can see it. Just a fun little detail.
Project X happened 2 weeks after I graduated high school. That was really lucky because I didn't really have any plans. Like, I didn't apply to colleges or anything.
Yeah.
And then that was just like an open casting call. Then they flew me out to audition. And then, yeah, got to be in that movie 2 weeks after high school.
So you did an audition tape and then they flew you out to audition in person?
Yeah.
Oh. Fun fact, Ian and I auditioned for Project X.
Oh, really?
Well.
Wow, dang.
Yeah, it was really bad. We were so bad.
Well, yeah, they just had people send in tapes. Is that what you did?
Yeah,
too?
We sent in a tape and we thought we would go one step above and we made it a whole sketch.
Do you still have the tape?
I hope not.
Okay.
It was so bad and we decided that we were going to shoot it as a sketch with all these angles and stuff. It was not good. I see why you got.
Did they give you a script?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember what the script was that they gave you for that?
I think it was something about, like, I was working at a gas station or something, and there was, like, cuss words in it, but I didn't like to cuss, so I just, like, replaced those parts in my...
Yeah, yeah, they had a bunch of cuss words in ours, too. Did you think that you were going to shift your career toward acting?
Yeah, well, so I acted in Project X. That shot for about 3 or 4 weeks, like, 2 weeks after high school. Then the 21 Jump Street one shot, like, a year later when I was 19. And that one probably shot for about 3 or 4 weeks in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And both of those, I just got to, like, live in a hotel during that time.
Yeah.
And then I thought that since those were successful, I would get to keep going with things. But my opportunities just dried up, and I wasn't able to act longer. But I definitely wanted to.
Yeah. Did you think that your whole career was going to be acting now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you disappointed at all when it didn't keep going?
Yeah, for sure. I got really close on a couple movies like We're the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan Gosling's directorial debut. I think both of those, I was second place. I was the runner-up.
Oh.
If I had gotten We're the Millers, then I would have kissed Jennifer Aniston and Emma Roberts.
Is that something that you deeply regret not getting?
Yeah, I had never kissed anyone at that point either, so that was when I first kissed.
So your first kiss could have been
Yeah, here's Jennifer. A clip of that movie scene. And then you could deep fake me.
That could have been you.
Yeah. So but, I mean, everything works out. Now, it's fine.
Yeah.
I eventually kissed someone else.
Was it acting or
no.
for
Although,
pleasure?
In the Project X auditions, there was a kissing.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thing. And so whenever that technically was maybe kind of my first kiss, but I didn't really connect with her lips. I kind of like missed and got like the side of her cheek mouth.
Were you aiming for her lips or were you nervous so you missed on purpose?
I don't really know. I can't tell.
Did you black out?
No, not black out, but more just like, yeah, I was definitely nervous.
Yeah, I was so nervous before my first on-camera kiss. I'd even kissed people before, but I was so nervous. It was in Smosh the movie.
Oh, cool.
And
here's a clip.
thank you for that. The girl I had a crush on.
And here's that clip in slow motion.
The girl I had a crush on in the movie, I was supposed to have like this final moment where I get to kiss her finally. And I was so nervous beforehand that the actor, she brought me aside. She's like, just kiss me now. Get out of the way.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, and I was even more nervous. And then I blacked out.
Did you do that?
I don't even remember.
Did you kiss her like when she said that?
I think so, but I blacked out. I don't even remember now.
Yeah.
to make it less awkward, but then I think it made it more awkward. Because yeah. Now I just, it was like I just kissed her for fun now. So I was like.
Did you have a real crush on her?
I think I started to kind of get confused about why I felt so awkward. I was like, I must have a real crush on this girl. Luckily, I realized very quickly that was just in my head, not a real thing. Yeah. Did you get a crush on the girl you kissed on the mat?
In the audition?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, I didn't end up seeing her again. So no. But I did see her again years later.
Yeah.
I just ran into her while I was leaving a movie or something.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember if it was two different girls that I did that scene with in the audition.
But the real kiss did happen eventually at some point.
In the movie?
In real life.
In real life, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So your first kiss was almost Jennifer Aniston.
Or Emma Roberts. I actually haven't seen that movie. I just know that's in the script.
Oh, right. Did you not watch it because it was, because you were frustrated you didn't get the role?
Probably.
How much did you feel like... Like, how crushed were you? Like, I don't know. I'm curious to know, because you thought your whole life would go toward acting. How did you feel about that?
That was very disappointing for a while, because those two movies came out March 2012. So that felt like, oh, cool, I'll definitely have a career in movies.
Yeah.
Because it was like two hit movies in 1 month. And then I got close on a lot of things. And then there's also one called The Watch I got really close on. I can't remember if I was like second place or third place on that one. So then I was really disappointed. And then I had to like start working at an ice cream shop and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that sucks. They started to cut my hours and I worked at a sushi place and a cafe.
Did you like working at those places or were you like disappointed that you weren't an actor?
Yeah, I hated it. But I liked the people I worked with and I liked the customers and stuff, but it's just not fun to clean and... organize little spoons and...
Did a lot of people coming in recognize you?
Not a whole lot, but some of them.
Was it like a reminder that you weren't doing what you actually liked doing? When people would be like, oh, you're from, you know, this movie or the internet?
Not too much, except a couple times someone would be like I remember one guy being like, oh, this is crazy. I was just watching you in a movie and now you're scooping me ice cream. And then he was like saying that to his girlfriend and she was like, why are you saying it like that?
Like that's kind of rude to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how did those moments feel?
That felt bad, but then there'd be other times where someone would be like, oh, I like you in this or that, and that felt good, because then it's like, oh, cool.
The whole time were you like, if only I made that audition, or were you disappointed in yourself?
Not actively every moment or anything.
Right.
Because you can always, like I still enjoyed life and was happy and stuff, I just hated the job. Like, oh, dang, now, gotta clean right now. Like when I was cleaning, I'd be like, I hate cleaning, but
yeah,
I still was enjoying myself. Nothing wrong with scooping ice cream. I just also didn't eat ice cream. I didn't personally eat ice cream. And
so you didn't have a connection to ice cream?
Yeah, it wasn't it just wasn't my thing personally.
You had that period of your life where you wanted to be acting, but you were doing minimum wage jobs. And then you had a resurgence on the internet.
Yeah, because iDubbbz made a documentary about me, and then that helped a lot of people find my YouTube videos, and then that helped me to start making money off YouTube.
And do you feel like that's what led you to have an online presence again?
Yeah, so then I got the YouTube boost, and then that was fizzling out like a year or so ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and then I got another boost through TikTok. That helped a lot.
So you had that period of time when you had some recognition from the documentary and you realized...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
What are your thoughts on the hawk to a coin? Should she have done that?
I would never do that.
Okay.
Yeah, personally, that's not a choice. Yeah, if I said yes, would you have just walked out?
If you did Smosh coin?
Yeah.
No, I'd stay here, but I'd just be like, yeah, I'm not going to do a coin myself. I don't think there'd be harm in appearing on this.
You ever thought about doing a coin yourself?
No. No.
No. You've learned from other people?
Definitely. And I don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah. And you almost scammed your audience and immediately apologized. You can't try to scam them again.
Yeah, true. I learned my lesson at 15.
You're okay with being on podcasts when you don't agree with the people.
I think that's okay.
I think it's some people debate if it's okay.
Like, I don't agree if you do a Smosh coin, then yeah. I wouldn't agree with you doing that. But I could still be like trying to guide you towards not doing it.
Right, right. So you don't mind coming on and guiding someone toward being a little bit of a better person.
Yeah.
If I did something you didn't agree with, you wouldn't mind saying it to my face.
Right? Yeah.
Speaking of scamming your audience, there was another thing that you apologized for.
Yeah.
Recently, a few years ago.
Well, a few years ago, at the very beginning of 2023, my life was kind of falling apart And I thought, I don't know what to do. So I said, there's this new thing called ChatGPT. I'm gonna let it control my life for a whole year. Now, I do wanna say this was, I didn't know the things we know about AI now. So this was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that now, but so I was letting it control my life then. So then I think I made a video where I was just letting it control everything. So then I—
What kind of things would it control?
I'd say, how many videos should I make, or X, Y, here's my goals, can you help me? And I don't remember exactly what it was, but I was like, I made a video where it wrote the script for me of what to say. And yeah. I was like, some people aren't on the same page. So then I apologized for not being more clear about that. I came up with a system to show if a video was written by AI versus if it was partially AI versus if it was solely me. And it was just like these dots, like green dots, blue dots, white dots. I wasn't successfully controlling my own life at that time. So it was kind of a relief to just be like, okay, well, I'll just do whatever this thing tells me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. And that was also before people said AI is bad and stuff.
People didn't like that you just weren't being clear.
Yeah. But actually, I don't know if anyone even had given me backlash yet. I think I just saw some people. I think I just preemptively apologized.
Because you were kind of seeing the discourse about AI.
Yeah. No, not because of AI. I didn't even know, and no one even was talking about AI being bad back then, but more just about it being unclear that the video, like I just felt bad that people were like, oh, this is an interesting way to talk. And it was, yeah, it's hard to talk about because I don't remember it.
Oh, really. Yeah. Have you talked about how your life was falling apart? You said your life was falling apart, so you let AI run it.
That might be an over-exaggeration. More just like back to not making enough money to cover expenses again. I think I was like, oh, dang, I'm going to have to get a regular job again, which, of course, is not the worst thing. But I also don't have any my resume is really bad. Whenever I have to apply to jobs, I have like, oh, worked at an ice cream shop from 27 to 29 or whatever, something like that, and nothing else. So even whenever I was like applying to other restaurants and stuff, like it's hard to even get interviews. It's pretty hard. Yeah, that's why I just didn't want to do that again.
So you're like, if I could do anything online, that would be better.
Yes.
What happened after that? Because now everything has kind of shifted.
That gave me a big boost. Like a lot of people were interested in that at first.
Yeah.
And then that lasted for about half a year. And then I had some personal life stuff happen. And then that really took a lot of my focus. And so then I was actually back to square one-ish at the beginning of 2024. But then I got lucky with TikTok and then have been just, so that was maybe February 2024. And then that's lasted up until now.
Well, what happened on TikTok?
A lot of my videos just started to get a lot more views, yeah.
What kind of content was that?
Just talking to strangers at Target.
What would you talk to them about?
21 Jump Street and Project X.
You just talked to them about your career?
I just said previously on TikTok, I would only get views when I would talk about 21 Jump Street, Project X, or my old Superman meme. And then I said, well, I don't want to just be known for that forever. So I'm going to only talk about those things for 2 more weeks and then never talk about them again. And so for those 2 weeks, I decided to just go to strangers and Target and stuff and be like, have you seen these movies? If you've seen them, well, I just want to get back to my fans and say thank you for your support. Uh-huh. And then I would just like give them money or something.
These people that you found in the store, were they real people that had seen 21 Jump Street, or were they paid actors?
Like, did I hire someone to say yes?
Yeah.
No.
It was all legit. Why do people think that it was paid? There's a lot of discourse about that.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are like, I think that he paid them to say that.
If I paid someone to say that, then I would pay them to say it with more enthusiasm. Because I don't think people were like freaking out. But then there are some videos where people are more excited and more recently. Yeah.
You do pay them?
No.
Oh.
But they're just more excited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you weren't paying people when you started getting traction on TikTok, but now there is a whole genre of video that you're doing where you're paying people.
Well, I've asked some actors to... I was doing a series of videos over the course of a month with actors to visualize my dream life. So I would do things like visualizing getting married, proposing, having a kid, going to Vegas with my best friends.
You pay actors to come along for the ride or say yes to your proposal.
Jacob, Daniel, and Lily, they are really awesome. She pretended to be my girlfriend and then fiance. And then there was a baby that pretended that was supposed to be my baby. And then there was an old man who played like the older version of me. And then like when I went to Vegas, we drove to Vegas together with Jacob and Daniel. Yeah, we did a bachelor party and it was an amazing time. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, and so you're paying these people to, you said visualize.
Have you heard of like manifestation or visualizing your goals?
Yeah, can you explain it?
It's like where you visualize something that you want to happen and people will put together like a vision board, for example. So it's basically like a video vision board because it's hard to sometimes balance your personal life with trying to maintain internet momentum. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you have to neglect your personal life to maintain.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your career. And so I was trying to think of a way to combine these things. So it was like, okay, now for the next month, I'll be visualizing my dreams while also being able to produce videos. And it just turned out to be a really good experience. I really loved having a fake girlfriend and the best friends and stuff. That was like going to Vegas was super fun and yeah, yeah.
So this is the type of dream life that you hope to have someday?
Yeah, if a year from now I was making those same exact videos with a real girlfriend, that'd be cool.
And is that something that like keeps you up at night? Like, I wish I had these things?
Not keeps me up at night, but I definitely think a lot about like, oh, I would like to be dating someone or, yeah.
Yeah, and how do you feel like these videos helped?
Just in that, whenever you start to visualize things, they say that there's studies that it increases the chances of them happening. It also just reminds you of what your goals are and can add some hope to some of those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, while watching it, don't know if it's real or not. Because, like, yeah. In the description, you don't say fake or anything like that.
Well, I did a video where I said, for the next 2 weeks, I'll be doing this. And then once I finished those 2 weeks, I was like, I met with a therapist, and I was like, I'm going to do it longer. And then I did a lot of story posts about it. But it's just the nature of the internet that people don't watch every video. So I think that first video where I announced it got like a few million views, which is awesome to get that many views. But then one of like the proposal videos got like twice that much. So right. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, of course not everyone's gonna know.
Yeah, so do you see a lot of people in the comments debating if it's real or who just think it's real?
Yeah, who just think it is. And then other people who just know it's not because they were watching all my videos.
Yeah.
But like one of them just got popular, like the proposal video got popular on Instagram to the point where, just random people would stumble across it. Also, I did some visualizations that were negative.
Like what?
To overcome obstacle, like your biggest fears.
Oh, so
such as like lose it. Like there's one where my girlfriend thinks I'm cheating and then I lose all my money and then I lose my channel and then I overcome all that and I get a movie role and then it comes out that it wasn't like a thing like that. So that was the other, I just wanted to clarify that if anyone saw that out of context, those were worse to see out of context.
Oh.
Because there's one, where it seems like I'm like having a hard time, like just like, so.
Yeah, wasn't there an interview you did with Howie Mandel where he helped you visualize getting arrested?
He helped me visualize like the aspect of overcoming that, yeah.
So what do you see in the value of living
I talked to some therapist and he said that it's not bad to visualize overcoming your obstacles and stuff. And then it's like, if you face your worst fear, you can overcome it. Mm-hmm. But I, having done both of those, it's much more fun to just visualize the good things.
Yeah, so if there's someone watching right now that wants to visualize things, you'd recommend only the positive stuff?
I would say you can do both. It's really good to do the big fears, but if you're posting it as a vlog, then it's higher risk to post something where you're saying you got arrested or hit someone or something if they don't see the first videos.
Higher risk that someone will believe it and think you're a bad person?
Yeah, versus there's no risk to like, oh, it looks like he had a baby, that's awesome. Then that just makes them happy. And then versus the other one, they're like, oh, he hits people.
So overall, has it been a good experience for you visualizing things?
Yeah, I think I want to continue to do it.
What kind of stuff? Not hitting people?
Maybe more just like with the actress Lily and with the actors Daniel and Jacob, just fun things and positive things.
Do you think that stuff might happen now that you're visualizing it?
Definitely. Will it happen more likely, even more so because I visualized? I hope so. There's no harm.
Do you feel like now you'd be more confident if you had a downtime that you'd know you could come back up?
Yeah.
And you keep pushing through. Is there something that draws you to the internet? Is there something that draws you to want to make content and get views?
It's just fun to make things. And the reason that views are important is because if you get views, then you get money. And if you get money, you don't have to work at an ice cream shop.
So you want a lot of views, not because you're like, oh, I feel good.
I mean, it also feels nice to feel like, oh, well, a lot of people liked this. So so that's nice too. But I still feel happy even if numbers are low. Yeah. But like, I'm just like, oh, dang, maybe this is the end of my internet career. And then I'll have to figure something else out because it's very fleeting on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. You feel like at any moment someone's popular and then the next they're not.
Yeah. I need to make some merch or something so that I can make some money and not worry too much.
What kind of merch would you make?
Just t-shirts.
T-shirts?
Yeah.
Would it say something on it? Would it have a print of like your
just
face?
Just anything.
It could be one of your jokes?
True, yeah. Or maybe a picture of me and you just smiling and yeah.
You think that would sell?
Maybe they'll sell it at the end of this episode. They're gonna sell a special merch. And we're gonna split it 50-50. It's a limited edition.
You're doing a business deal right now.
Yeah, this is big for me because I, thank you.
I didn't agree.
Do you agree? Leave a comment if you would like him to agree. Do you want to take a photo for it?
Okay. Yeah, you want to take it on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what do you have in mind? Like, this is your merch, right?
I think it's I guess it's technically the podcast merch.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't even looking.
Oh, yeah. Let me get a smile.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that just one and done then.
Would you sell that on a shirt?
I'm not sure if people
and
would
could
buy
be,
that.
It could say never give up, because that's kind of the message.
And if I might buy that.
Here's what.
What if we do a pre-sale?
Yeah, that's a good deal. Let's do it. This is cool too, because then I don't have to do any of the putting stuff together. And 50-50 seems like a really good deal for me too. Never give up, and then say Dax and Anthony, okay. Or Anthony and Dax. Actually.
You do a lot of visualization.
We can do a visualization here where you've gotten into a scandal, and I'm going to help you out of it. So we'll say that you.
Okay.
What should we say you
did? Yeah, what's my scandal?
Okay, we'll say that you did a crypto scam.
Okay, so I did a.
Different one,
dude. Okay.
No, we got us. This one we'll do. We'll do crypto scam.
Our director is literally saying a different one, and you said, no, we're doing it.
I think it's okay. That's okay. Because just promise not to take this out of context. So, okay. I'm uncomfortable with y'all cutting this. Then it could be that you made your guest uncomfortable on your podcast.
Okay. So I'll apologize for making my guest uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so, what if it's that I made you uncomfortable?
No, a different one. Because, okay, basically, you did a crypto scam, but you really regret it. So, do you want to tell everyone you're sorry?
Okay.
I'll coach you on how to apologize.
Yeah, sure. I hypothetically apologize for starting
You wouldn't say hypothetically if you're doing PR.
Okay. if I were to ever have done a crypto scam, I would apologize right now for doing one.
Okay, so what do I do as a PR person?
I think that you coach people to make sure they're saying the right thing so that they can't get backlash.
Don't cry. Yeah. Don't, and then you have to take accountability.
Cool. Well, I have that in the books now. In case I ever do make a mistake, I will always be able to refer to that.
And I was just giving you a hard time trying to make you do it.
I think that was good advice, though. Thank you so much, Dax. I appreciate you being real and vulnerable and doing something like this that you used to be afraid of doing.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.